Hello?
Hello, sir. The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct her hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number?
Javier Antonio Felix Valdez, 308-395.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 28th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
Myself.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room from the Department of Corrections, the Honorable Mr. Turner, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Felix Valdez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Felix Valdez?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Felix Valdez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read this allegation, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false.
Okay.
So we'll start phase one. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit at the Black Canyon Regional Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, after being discharged from Traditions Transitional Living, which is at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, on or about October 16th, 2018, as verbally directed on October 15th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Felix Valdez, is this true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Felix Valdez's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
All right. Motion by myself. Seconded. Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Dr. Wright. Mr. Quinones. Okay. Mr. Felix Valdez, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information on your case. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Felix Valdez was released from ADC custody on 1-2-2018 and arrested on 12-5-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 12-5-2018. With an adjusted CSED of 218-2019 with 50 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015 narcotic drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, charges were not filed. He has a GV score of G1, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So back to you, Mr. Felix Valdez. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on community supervision, and it looks like you were originally approved to live at Reborn on Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix, but it says you stayed there until you were discharged. What happened to cause you to be discharged from there?
It was for UA.
Okay, so you had a dirty UA?
Yes.
And what was the UA for? What were you doing?
Marijuana.
You were marijuana? Okay. And then you moved over to Traditions, Transitional Living on Vista. Okay, and you stayed there all the way through what looks like October 12th. Did you get discharged from that one as well, sir?
Yes.
And what was the reason for that?
Non-payment and alcohol.
Okay. Okay, so you're using alcohol over there. Okay. Were you working at all, sir?
Yes.
Where were you working?
I was working at, the company was called Landscaping Gardens, Inc.
Okay. And were you doing landscaping work or driving truck or what were you doing?
I was actually a supervisor since I didn't have my ID. My driver's license.
Uh-huh.
Somebody was driving, so I was doing the supervisor work.
Okay, all right. And it looks like you were responsible also to submit some UAs to task, and it looks like you were positive for marijuana in January and March, positive for cocaine in May, positive for amphetamines in August, and then you didn't produce one in June there. So what was going on?
Just back then it was just for the cocaine and methamphetamine. The amphetamines were when I had two jobs, so I just, you know, the peer pressure and all that, I went to it. That's what I did. I did that first time. That was my first time doing amphetamines.
And what were the two jobs? The landscaping was one. What was the other
job? I was
job?
With cleaning offices that night.
Oh, okay, offices. All right. So, and that those were to help you stay awake?
Yeah, it was just that one time that I did it. They seen that I was slacking on the job, and they knew I had two jobs, so they kept telling me. And I was refusing it at first, but at the end, I just went in, you know, just... And that's when it happened, like, I had to go UA.
Right, okay. And what about the marijuana? You said you had marijuana a couple times.
Yes.
What, had you been using that for a long time, or...?
Before going to prison, that was my drug of choice, marijuana.
Okay.
And then, you know, there was sometimes that stress and all that, that's what I went to.
But you remember when you signed your conditions of community supervision, one of those is that you will not use alcohol or illegal drugs.
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. What were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was actually going to go out to eat. I was in a car with somebody, and they were driving over the speed limit.
Oh, so it was a traffic stop, and you just happened to be there.
Yes.
They didn't see you and say, okay. All right, got it. And why did you lose touch with your parole officer? Why did you not stay in touch?
That last one was since I got out of prison and ended up getting my girlfriend pregnant. By the time he told me I was going to get sent to the MRC for the rest of the remaining of my parole,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be out to at least see my son be born. So I just decided to, not go.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Oh, Mr. Turner has something to add, though. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. There's one OMS note I'd like to read for the record.
Okay.
On 10/16/2018, which would have been the day the offender was supposed to report to his PO after being discharged, offender failed to report. CCO Watts received a voicemail from the offender stating he would not be reporting and he was going to Mexico.
Oh, okay. So, Mr. Felix Valdez, did you go to Mexico?
No.
Oh, you never did. Okay, you just stayed here. Okay. All right, sir. Well, we're coming up to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if maybe something's come through your mind that you wish that you had told us. Is there anything else that you haven't already told us?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Felix Valdez, the board's going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and even though it may sound like we're talking to you, it's the board talking to itself. Okay, sir? So, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Felix Valdez was out, did abscond for 50 days, and continued to use marijuana and cocaine and amphetamines while on supervision. I am not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but he does have a release date in February, so he will be free at that point. All right, I'm going to make a motion then that we, based on information in warrant 2018W3170, our conversation with Mr. Felix Valdez and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Felix Valdez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use illegal substances or on community supervision, and also by absconding for 50 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Lloyd, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Felix Valdez, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date of February 18th, which is just coming up, I mean, just a little over a month away, sir. And at that point, you'll be released. You won't have a parole officer to worry about, and you can go on about your business. We wish you the best, and hope that we never see you back here in Orange again, sir.
Okay.
So thank you for participating in your hearing, and your hearing's concluded. If you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.